Good afternoon. You're listening to KKRN Community Radio. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios in Round Mountain and Redding, California. Time for Locomotion. I'm Shane Hutchins. I'll be your host for the next hour. Locomotion is designed to bring a focus on local music, and I'm glad you joined me today because I have in the studio one of our semi-local musicians. He used to live up here in the North State. Well, and he's still in the North State. Talking about Stewer. Say hi to our audience.
Good afternoon, or good noon.
Good noon, yes.
Enjoy your lunch.
And Stu is now out of Penn. Is it Penn Valley, Stu?
Penn Valley, yeah. Just recently moved from MacArthur, California.
Right, yeah. And our home studio is in Round Mountain. So, yeah, you were one of our country neighbors, and now you're just a little south of us, but you're still family up here. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, Stu, thanks for coming in. And Stu came in today because he has a project that, well, I'm going to say it just came out, but actually it's been, what, 50 years in the making?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, it seems like, well, that story is just about, you know, as you go through life and you go down different paths and different directions, raising children. And I lived in South America for many years, from 85 to 2001, and traveled around the world. It's interesting, now that I'm retired, I got back to what I wanted to do when I was 18 years old. And so 50 years, I'm 68. There you go.
50 years of living life, now you're back to having some fun, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad for you, Stu. And so Stu just got through getting a recording out and that he's been putting together probably, well, for most of his life. I know the experiences are what puts the CD together. And the new recording is called 50 Years in the Making. And Stu made it down here in Redding, California at After Hours Recording Studio.
And that is the place to be. That was with Bruce Turgan. He's a gentleman, great support. There was a couple of songs he said, no, you don't want to do these. And that's what really made it honest. It just wasn't out to record anything you wanted. He had an opinion, and it was well-valued and respected. And if any of you are thinking about recording after 50 years or 10 years or just thinking new, I really suggest After Hours Recording. It's he's excellent, as you'll hear in the music that we play later.
Yes, and we are going to be hearing songs off of Stu's 50 Years in the Making CD as well. Stu's going to pick a few tunes right here in the studio on his guitar here. What do you got over there, a Martin?
Yeah, it's a D28.
Okay, I was thinking I noticed that model.
I sold my Triumph Bonneville T100 and cashed in, and I bought the guitar.
Oh, right. Well, good for you.
That's good. Nice. Good trade.
Yes, absolutely. And so, Stu, you're down there in Penn Valley now, and are you still being a cowboy rancher?
No. Well, I've still got my spurs, and I still got my hat and boots, but the cattle were sold. I had a 242-acre ranch down in southern Chile, and I raised cows. And my uncle and my grandmother had horses, my uncle had cows, my dad was a dirt farmer. So it's the roots. Yeah, real stuff.
Were they down there as well? Or up?
No. Yeah. My grandmother was out of Valley Springs. My uncle was in the Central Valley also. And my dad, when I grew up, we had alfalfa and wheat in Lancaster, California, down in the desert.
Oh, yeah.
Milo and stuff like that, yeah.
So you got that cowboy blood in you.
Yeah,
and
you're
not going to shake it.
Oh, I've got a bad shoulder.
All the cowboy woes and worries.
Yeah, I've been bucked off a few times, trust me.
Bucked off, stomped on, and
hung out.
Dry. Okay. Well, Stu, what do you say we do an acoustic version of it, and afterwards we can play the same song off the CD.
Well, I'd like to do maybe I'll explain the song and do one verse with an acoustic guitar and then let you hear what it sounds like out of the studio. This song is called I Want to Go Home, and originally I wanted to say I've been out a riding, and I was on my ranch, and I was on my horse, and I was just looking out, and a jet had passed over, and there was some things, there's always things going on in the world, and it was kind of troubling me, so that was the beginning of the song, and it took some years to eventually put it all together. And with the help of Bruce and another friend, Bob Barrett, who is also, he collaborated and put some songs on my album. They all worked with me and we made it a better song. So I'll give you a shot. Well, I've been out a riding. Well, I'm looking for that stray. And I've been out all night, riding all day. Well, something's telling me, well, I should stay. And I've been out a riding, crossing open range. And I'm looking around, something is strange. Well, maybe it's the skies. Oh, but something has changed. And I wanna go home. I just wanna go home.
Okay, gosh, I know Bob. Bob wants to. who's Bob? Bob Barrett. That's where Bob.
Yeah, that's where Bob came in. I mentioned his name. Hey, Bob. Shout out to you.
Glad you weren't talking about Susie, huh?
Yeah.
Anyhow,
you get me in trouble now.
Gosh, a great picker there, Stu. And if it wasn't for the fact that I knew that you had this song on the CD backed up by some great people, I'd say, hey, keep going there, brother. That's nice playing. I really enjoy watching you play.
In this song, there's a friend from, she lives in MacArthur. Her name is Jenny Dye, and she's in her 80s, and she is a violin player, and she plays with the Intermountain Acoustic Musicians, and I had her accompany me on this song. And so you'll hear her as some tone in there. And she's you'll hear it.
All right. Hey, yeah. That's great that you included her in on this CD. That must have been a hoot for her as well.
Well, yeah, she came in and was quite impressed with the studio. And Bruce was as gracious as you can imagine with her. And she went in and, as she said, I was really nervous. But okay. She did it.
I know you also have another fiddle player. We'll talk about him in, right after this song, which is I Want to Go Home, the studio version. And thanks for tuning in to Locomotion on KKRN Community Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Well, I've been out of riding. Well, I'm looking for a stray. Been out all night, riding all day. Something's telling me, well, I should stay. An open range, I'm looking around. Something is strange. Well, maybe it's the sky. Oh, but something has changed. Now it's my turn to raise my voice. God. telling me, well, I should stay.
Okay, then, and there you have I Want to Go Home by Stu Stewer off his 50 Years in the Making CD. And, gosh, while I'm thinking about it, Stu, we better let people know how they can get a hold of your music.
Well, cdbaby.com, go to store. It's also on iTunes for download, and I believe, well, there's other websites that you can download the music on MP3 format. I think there's 20 or so.
All right, yeah.
My publisher, CD Baby, they offer that to musicians if you don't have a publisher, an easy way to go. And I would recommend that with disc makers and CD Baby. Pretty good, pretty easy to work with.
Yeah, and then how about if they want to get a hold of you personally?
SteveStewer@gmail.com.
Okay, and how do you spell your last name?
Stoore.
Okay, and that's Steve, but the nickname Stu comes from your last name, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was given that name by Eric Swanson on the wrestling team when I was in high school, and he called me Mulligan Stu, and so Stu stuck. There were some other guys that got different names. There was Pie Man and the Gorilla, and so I got lucky with Stu. I was pretty happy.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
Lincoln High School in Stockton, California.
Oh, well, yeah. Is that when you started playing music, or did you
yes,
start?
Yes. Yeah,
in high school?
About senior year, at the end of the senior year, I started, that summer I bought a Martin 12-string guitar.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's a good one to start.
And started playing guitar, yeah.
And did you have early life influence in music, like with your folks or family, or is this just?
Yeah, Mom and Dad played all kinds of music. Then my sister was 5 years older, so she was Elvis Presley and all of that. And then, of course, we grew up with the Beatles.
Yeah.
And I just like good music.
Yeah. Did you pick up the guitar for, like, the reason that most young men do is to get the girls, or were you more of really into the music thing?
Probably everything above.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's understandable, yeah.
No, but the 12-string was, I knew I wanted to play, so I put out a pretty penny to purchase that Martin guitar.
Yeah, yeah. And were you self-taught, or did you take lessons?
Yeah. I took lessons, but it was more of a classic-type stuff, and I did that for a couple of weeks, and it cost me money, and I was saving up for college, which I was going to college, and so I didn't have the money for that. Just learned from friends and watching other people play and making up your own stuff.
Yeah, awesome. Well, now, you know, you can learn all that on YouTube now, too, but I think learning from friends is makes it even more special.
Yeah, jamming with people. And the other thing is, you got to practice. It just doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah. That
you can't let it slide.
Yeah, that's where I lost it. I didn't have that.
Yeah, it's
I found out about motorcycles and girls, and I was lost there. I didn't have time.
Well, I had
that.
A motorcycle then, too. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Okay, a motorcycle rider and a ex-cowboy. Yeah, okay, now I see why all them things are broke.
Yeah. Bruises from both.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's talk about the next song we're going to listen to called Fly Away.
Well, Fly Away, again, working with Bob, he kind of taught me how to help me with songwriting.
Just be Bob Barrett?
Bob Barrett, yeah. And I presented this song, but it had like 10 ideas. And Fly Away is, I played it at long-term care at the hospital, things like that. And so you go and you see people that there's only one way out of there. And sometimes you could just see that you just want to fly away. You just want to get away from things. And I'm thinking of the soldier in a foxhole, hell's breaking around him. You know, if you could just fly away, maybe a truck driver driving down the road or a drug addict that's desperate and just wishes I could just fly away from where I'm at.
Right, yeah.
Well, Bob said, well, you can't sing about all 10 items, and I kind of agreed with that. So I stuck with the soldier, and this is the song. To give you an idea with the recording of it, it's nice to have a steady beat. And the way I wrote it, I didn't have a steady beat. I had a cadence. And so the song kind of morphed into something that we could put some drums to. And I changed the rhythm a little bit. And I liked the way it came out, of course. But then what was really nice is once you have the rhythm and the drums and everything's going, you can go back and do that cadence that you had. So interesting learning process.
Yeah.
Bruce was a great help with all of this.
So. And Bruce is on this...
He's on drums on, bass on virtually every song.
Right.
And yeah. He put a little guitar on the last song that we'd like to do tonight is I Hear the Wind, and he put a little guitar in there. But Bruce would come in and say, you know, I'd like to hear a lick like this. Or, can you put something in it? Can you do a little this? And, you know, with suggestions with the guitar. And it really made a lot of difference. And so he brought out things that maybe I'd never heard or had thought about, and yeah. He was able to bring it out of you, you know, and that's what's really inspiring to. So this song I also recorded with Scott Joss, as you, most listeners are probably really familiar with him. He and I, we Bruce weaved us together through this song to add texture and melody, and you want to express yourself maybe in a sad way or a delightful way or happy. And Scott, as he played that song, heard what I was singing, and you can hear him express what my feelings were.
Right, yeah. You know, Scott, he's a great fiddle player and just a great guy to be with.
Oh, it was fun sitting between two greats, if you will. And sitting in the studio, I was beside myself, if you will. I just wanted to pinch myself. Is this really happening, you know?
Oh, awesome, yeah.
I didn't dream about this at 18 years old.
I've had an opportunity to listen to your CD here for about a week now. And the more I listen to it, the more I like it. And so just the other day, I was on watching something on YouTube, and up come a clip with Scott Joss playing with Merle Haggard.
Oh, yeah.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And Ray Price.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I just thought, wow, Stu, because you've told me the story about how you felt about being with these guys.
Oh, no, it's just like, are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah, you're just playing with some of the greats, and you appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great story.
It's pretty neat.
Well, let's listen to this Flyaway, and we're going to listen to the right off of the CD, 50 Years in the Making.
If I can, at the end of the song, I sing I Can Fly Away, because there is redemption in the song. And as I sing I Can Fly Away, and you'll hear me go fly, I move it up four steps. And it's really interesting is to hear what Scott and Bruce put together to highlight that vocal.
Yeah, so, awesome.
It's right at the end of the song.
Okay, great. Here it is. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. I'll Fly Away, Stu Story. Stu Stewart.
There you go.
Jeez. I'll get right by the end of the program, brother.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay, here we go.
Went to war and I felt alone. Left my kids and wife at home. Alone in a VA bed. Some gave up and thought I was dead. Oh, if I could fly away. If I could fly away into the dawn. Into the dawn. One leg I can feel. War is far behind. Battle now is in my mind. If I could fly away. If I could fly away into the dawn.
Okay, we're back in the studio, Locomotion Machine, and Stewart is in the studio.
Got it right.
Yeah, I got his last name right this time, yeah. And, oh gosh, I wish I could share the in-between songs with you, the stories I'm hearing. They're great, but we got to keep it down to an hour. So, Stu, I wanted to ask you about this that flyaway song. The guitar work on that was really great. And you were telling me a little.
Well, as I explained before, to get the song with the drums, you do the rhythm, and all the little picking that I did before to when I wrote the song got set aside. We started recording, got the basic done, then I started doing the picking that I did, and then you'll hear I play electric guitar. I do a little bit of leads and picks with that, and I also do leads and picks with acoustic guitar, and then there's a lot of fill-ins, and there's a lot of layers of guitar.
Yeah, there are.
In that. And then with Scott in there, too, just, you know.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great song. This next one we're going to listen to is one that your buddy wrote the words and music, Bob Barrett being your friend.
Yes.
It's called Looks Like Love. Can you tell me a little about that?
Well, Bob wrote this song, and we were looking for songs to complete, and he played this for me, and I really loved it. So he showed me the guitar lick that he had this recorded, I think, kind of like a demo. And at one time, so I listened, and he showed me the guitar lick that he did in there as a beginning intro to the song. So I took that. It took me a while to learn because I can't look at somebody and follow their fingers and figure out what they're doing. I don't do many covers, put it that way. So this is a love song. It's my wife's favorite song. And so, honey, I'll dedicate this one to you. And brownie points. Yeah, as you said, if I smooth up to her, maybe I can cut that second one. Nice job. Sorry, honey.
No.
Love you dearly, babe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just get right into this thing. Looks Like Love by Stu Stewer.
Beginners, we both know the score. Hardened from heartaches we've had before. But you have this way I sometimes see. It looks like love, love to me. And I catch your eyes shining like diamonds. Don't you realize you're holding your cards so someone can see? It looks like love, love to me. Closeness we share paints a fine picture of how much we care. And come to the mirror, and what do you see? It looks like love, love to me. It looks like
Okay, I like that one there, Stu, and that was a short one.
Thank heavens.
Yeah, well, no, that's a good short one that Bob Barrett wrote.
I do the lead with an ES-335 Gibson, just for guitar lovers.
Is that one of yours or yep. one that Bruce had down at the studio?
No, I've
or?
Got a bunch of guitars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. 50 years of collecting, huh? Yeah. Or more, huh?
Yeah, more.
Okay, yeah. You got this recording. It just came out. It's called 50 Years in the Making. You can get it on all the major media outlets. You can get the actual hard copy. That would be off of CD Baby.
CD Baby, yeah.
And then, yeah, and then you can get the digital downloads, you know, like off iTunes and, gosh, you just name it. Stu's out there and wanting to get his music out to you.
I got a notice, and I was looking at who's downloading the music, and two people from Germany actually had downloaded as of last week. I don't know if anybody's done anything since, but it was kind of neat. And I've got some downloads in South America and also in Australia.
Now, any clues of why that's happening? Or?
Well, I have daughters in Australia and a daughter in Chile.
You got some international PR people.
I don't know
you?
The Germans, though. I don't know that. So there was a fluke right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's funny. One of your daughters actually has her hand in the cover art on the CD.
My daughter, Raquel, my oldest daughter, she learned graphic art. She's quite an artist, and she did the all of the watercolor paintings and also, well, the photography, that's different, but the cover work she did.
Yeah.
And she put it together for me.
That's a real nice job. You tell her I said so.
Well, I've gotten more comments on the cover than on my music, so it makes me proud either way. But
well,
yeah.
I'm glad to come in so people can hear the music, you know. We'll get them to open it up and listen to the music after they get through admiring the cover art. And I played last week on my program, I played the title or the number one track off
the
song
track, yeah.
Hey Buddy, and that's who... There's a picture of you and Buddy on the front cover there, and
it's the painting, and that's from she did that, had me stand and look, and I stood backwards, and she says okay, and then she drew that, and with Buddy, it was off of a picture.
Yeah, and that Buddy one, that's a good song. I don't know if we have time to get that today or not. Unless you want to talk about it.
Well, no, you did a good job.
Okay, you did a good job of telling. Let's listen to one that we haven't heard. Actually, I only got this 2 weeks ago, and we've only heard two songs. I played one a couple weeks ago and one last week. And
Do you want to do Shoshone Mike?
Yeah, that's the one I was going to say. Okay, Shoshone Mike. And this is another one with words and music by Bob Barrett.
Bob Barrett had done this, and I do all the lead guitar in there, and that was kind of... I sat next to Bruce, you know, in the studio, and he just plugged me in, and I had this dream all my life of going into that booth, you know, and just cranking on the guitar. And so forget the spotlights. I'm just sitting next to him at a desk, and, you know, guitar's plugged in, and I'm just sitting there with a cup of coffee, and he goes, okay, and I played it and cut.
It's
done.
So, now, is this the one you were telling me has 17... Yeah, guitar tracks.
Yeah, I counted. I was looking at it was like 17 guitar tracks. So they're played at different times and different levels. But Bruce has an interesting way of building depth in a song, and so I didn't always play the same part 17 times. No, but right. There was different techniques that he had me do, and so we just kept building and building, and so the lead guitar would be one track, and you'll hear.
Yeah, awesome.
And what's interesting with these songs, if you listen to them a second or third time. And start to listen down deeper and, you know, get away from the vocals necessarily in the rhythm, you'll hear other things going on. There's a lot going on in this
song. That's what I was saying. The more I listen to it, the more I appreciate it. Yeah. So what's the story behind Shoshone Mike?
Well, Shoshone Mike, with Bob, had done some research, and this is actually a true story. So there was a Shoshone Mike, and he lived where, you'll listen to the lyrics where it tells you, and he was for real. And you can look him up on the internet, and you can see photos. And so as the beginning of the story tells you that there was four ranchers found buried in the snow, and they brought them in and thawed them out in a church. And to this day, there are stains from when those bodies thawed out. So this is a story not so long ago. It's one of my favorite on the CD. I mean, they're all my favorites. They're all my babies. But this is one of the most fun to make. It was a kick.
All right. Well, thanks for coming into the studio and sharing it with our KKRN listeners. Let's get right to it. Here's Shoshone Mike.
not that long ago, four ranchers were found buried in the snow at Little High Rock Canyon, not far from Eagleville. Horses and possessions was the reason they were killed. Quickly along the border towns, people wanted justice for the friends who had been found. So armed to the teeth and ready for war, they rode like the wind to even up the score. They rode like the wind to even up the score. Oshoni Mike, will you take your little band? Land. Three posses are riding, gonna try to bring you in. Don't try to fight, you got no chance to win. The trail headed north through rough Nevada land. The posse rode as hard as man and horse could stand. After 200 miles, beginning their third week, they found Mike's camp by the bed of Rabbit Creek. Oshoni Mike, will you take your little band? You hightail it out to the high desert land. Three posses are riding, gonna try to bring you in. Don't try to fight, you got no chance to. Sage mixed with cries of pain and rage. And that was the end of a band so bold. The hills are still, the nights are cold. Your little band, hightail it out to the hot desert land. Three posses are right, gonna try to bring you in. Don't try to fight, you got no chance to win. Don't try to fight, you got no chance to win. Don't try to fight, you got no chance to win.
And that was Shoshone Mike, and we're going to hear another song or two from Stu before we get out of here today, but I wanted to remind our listeners, in case you didn't know, if you're just kind of new to Locomotion Show or KKRN Community Radio, we are an all-volunteer, listener-supported, community-supported, grassroots, nonprofit radio station, and we're here because of your direct involvement in this little radio adventure. And if you haven't done so yet, you can go to kkrn.org and you click on that donate tab and it'll take you to a safe and secure site. And you give how much you want to give and when you want to give it. And I'd like to thank you ahead of time for doing so. And we also have a car donation program. You can find that out about that at kkrn.org. If you want to give us a call and leave a message, you can call 530-337-1101. We'll get back to you. And, gosh, you can send a check or money order to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. And like I said, you can get all that information at kkrn.org. And while you're there at that homepage, you scroll down the page there about halfway, and you'll see some of the smiley faces of your local broadcasters. And a little bit beyond that is our program schedule. And you'll see music that you can't find hardly anywhere else, if at all, as well as alternative independent news programs. Okay, we're going to get back to talking to Stu Stewart. And Stu's out of the Penn Valley now. He's, were you out of MacArthur? Was that where you originally were from, Stu?
No, we moved in MacArthur in 2012.
Oh,
okay. We came from the Bay Area, and before that I was in South America. I moved back from South America in 2001.
Yeah, boy, I'd like to hear some stories about that.
Oh, but a lot of stories.
Yeah, I bet. Gosh, yeah. But anyhow, we're here today to talk about Stu's just released CD, 50 Years in the Making, available at CD Baby and iTunes and all the major media outlets. Been enjoying this past 40 minutes with Stu. Stu, what would you like to do next off of this one?
Well, here? I'd like to do another one of Bob Barrett's songs. It's called Take Me Back. And there's an interesting story with that. Bob had read a biography of Merle Haggard. And apparently back in the day, Merle liked trains. And so Bob thought, well, I'll write a song for Merle Haggard. So he wrote this song. And Bob went in one day to Merle's office to present the song.
Wow.
And sat in there, and he got cold feet and chickened out and and left. So I told Bob I was going to say this. Oh, Bob, chest out, buddy. So, which is really, I don't know if it's the right term, ironic, that as the years have passed, that I'm sitting in the studio with Scott Joss, who played with Merle Haggard,
right,
and
yeah.
Scott Joss does the fiddle on this tune. So round and around, by God, Merle got in there.
Awesome, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun song. This is a really fun song.
And it's called Take Me Back?
Yep.
Okay, let's get into it, and then maybe we'll talk a little bit about it afterwards. So
okay.
So here we are. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane and Stu. And here it is, Take Me Back.
Oh, the songbirds were singing, church bells were ringing, Sunday go to meeting was our rule. But I didn't hear the choir, 'cause we caught a northbound flyer, holding on and grinning like two fools. Take me back, way on back in time, when we rode that old railroad line. Take me back, way on back to then, to feel the sun and the rushing of the wind once again. Can't explain how a whistle and a train could shake up a boy so long ago. But all the things I've tried, taking that ride was the nearest thing to freedom that I know. But take me back, way on back in time, when we rode that old railroad line. Take me back then, to feel the sun and the rushing of the wind once again.
feel us build and speed, and hear that old whistle crying, leaving town.
That was a great story behind that, too. You know, I think when Merle's daddy left the Dust Bowl area and came to Bakersfield, I think that's what they lived in was the old railroad car.
I believe that's true.
Yeah, and I just saw a documentary not long ago about Merle's end-of-life story, and I think I saw a railroad car on his property
Bob's a good storyteller.
That is a good story. Good song. I like what you guys did with it. I was saying that sounds like a good, fun sing-along song.
Well, I think that hook, Take Me Back, I catch myself walking along if I've heard the song. It doesn't drive me nuts, but yeah, it'll get to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to spare our listeners. I'm not going to start singing it with you, but
please.
Maybe going home, I will.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you're just tuning in, we're in the KKRN studio, Locomotion with Shane, and I'm here with Stewart, and Stu is just... released his CD, 50 Years in the Making. 50 years, just about a lifetime. I don't know. You can't be much more than 60.
68, yeah.
Yeah. Well, really? Wow, you're holding up well there.
Still good looking, still moving, you know, above the ground.
There it is, isn't it? Hey, you can get a hold of the Stu's music on CD Baby and all the major media outlets, and if you have any questions about the program or anything, get a hold of me, Shane, S-H-A-N-E, at kkrn.org. And we got about 10 more minutes left here.
We got time for a couple more songs.
Yeah, we sure do, thankfully, yeah.
Can I present I Hear the Wind?
Yeah, actually, yeah, that'd be a great one.
Well, I Hear the Wind is a song that I had been playing the chords for a long time, and I think all the guitar players probably know them. And you strum and strum and strum, and you just get ideas, and your melody comes in your head. Well, I started, there was a moment on TV where I saw a young child wash up to a shore, and that child had been displaced there's many reasons, for famine, natural disasters, war is probably the bigger one, and these people had no home. And I started thinking about that, and I went up, and at the time I had a barn, and above that it built a studio so I could go up and write and play music. And this song came to me, and as I wrote it, I had tears in my eyes. I cried because I thought about homeless, and there's a lot of reasons for homeless, and many of us are just a paycheck or one bad situation in life to where now you're living if you have a car or not, or under a bridge, or you're trying to figure out where to go. And it's not all about drug addicts and that kind of thing is what we may think, but honest people, loving people, God-fearing people have come across this.
Absolutely.
And I was homeless when I went to SF State. For 6 months, I lived in a VW van because I ran out of rent money. Yeah. And so there you go. But it wasn't that bad to me. It was an adventure.
Yeah, when you're young, it might be an adventure, but yeah, if you're towing kids along or...
No.
Yeah, a little older. It is rough out there. And so, yeah, right. This song got some heart to it.
So, yeah, it does. And it's Scott really helps out with the fiddle on this one. And I just play the guitar. And, well,
We'll see.
Put it on there. I can't say anything more about it. It's a sad song, but it has a happy ending.
Okay, this is I Hear the Wind, Words and Music by Stu Stewart.
Rain comes down, cold sets in, the sky is dark, I hear the wind, need our prayers, and you know why, they've lost their homes, I hear them cry. Please save them, oh Lord, oh Lord. I pray to you, we pray for them, oh Lord, my Lord.
Okay, that's a lovely song there. I really felt that. And gosh, you know, with the homeless population ever growing around us, that's a beautiful song with a great messenger. And that is, I Hear the Wind. That's one of yours, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, that's just great. And that was a great story you were talking about beforehand. And, you know, Stu, we only got about 6 more minutes left. And,
oh, my gosh, the day's ended.
Yeah, I know. It goes by fast, don't it, here this hour. And I want to thank you for coming in. And stop, you know, coming all the way up from Penn Valley to share your music with us. Really appreciate it. And like I say, I'm glad I've got the opportunity to share your music. We'll be playing this, your tunes on future programs. I'd like it if you would play, if we could tell us the story about this last song we're going to hear. It's called Against All Odds.
Against All Odds. This is a song that, I wrote it while we were recording. In other words, I needed another song, and this one had been in my, the chord progression had been in my mind for a long time. And it's interesting. This song is sort of true, except for the lightning. I was in Chile, and we had rain and rain and rain and rain. And at one time for 30 straight days, my ranch was down in the Patagonia area. And I went out and on my horse, check on the cattle. And I used to do that just pretty much every day, but I'd kind of slipped a couple of days. And I went out there, and my cattle were basically stranded on an island, and it was raining. And I had to get, you know, take the horse across the, at that time, had a creek had risen into a river. And my mare and I swam across, rounded up the cattle, pushed them across the water, got them onto where there was more grass, and of course they started eating. And so that kind of brings to the reality of what this song is. And then the lightning is a different thing. If you've seen lightning, what it does, it's pretty destructive stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So then I just started creating this song, and it was fun to write it. The last verse, I made a change while we were recording it. I had the last verse was had a little happy ending where, you know, he was sitting around with biscuits and coffee and the sun was out, and Bruce says, "No, don't think so. I think you need to, you know, think about that one a bit." And so I did, and I went back and wrote it. And then he added a part of a line in there, which was really, it helped. I was kind of coming up with something. And
yeah.
And so, you know, we bounced a few things back. And so Bruce had a little hand in that, but he doesn't get any credit.
Okay,
it's
well,
my name on the song.
All right, well, we're running out of time, so let's get right
let's
with
get it. On it. Okay, here we go. Hang on.
Sky blinding my eye, lightning playing its game. Thunder was rolling, the sky a boiling, I'm soaking wet. Odds you give, perfect hand ain't taking this bet. Horse started bucking, fields are flooding, and no one else to blame. Fear all around, striking the ground.
ocean and just hold to God. Comes a time against all odds.
Okay, that's about all the time we got, Stu. Why don't you say your thanks and goodbyes? And, yeah.
Well, first of all, for my wife to have let me do this project, to Bob Barrett, who, as I say in the album there, it's written, he shoved me in the right direction and said that recording can be had, and finding Bruce, and then with Bruce Turgeon, of course, he did all the magic in the studio. It was one of the best times in my life. I'll never forget, of course not, but I'd sure like to do it again. But Bruce Turgeon and After Hours Recording is sensational, and what a pleasure it was to work with him. And thank you for allowing me to come in here and say what I had to say and got to present my music, and thank you very much.
All right, yeah, and thank you, Stu, for coming up. We really appreciate our local musicians, and stay tuned for Geezer Rock, followed by Juke in the Back and the Grateful Dead Hour.